This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 142. Skype me, maybe? Top three don'ts for meeting English speakers online.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. Do you have an American language exchange partner? If so, don't make these three cultural mistakes when it comes to setting up meetings online. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. How's it going, Michelle? How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. But, you know, sometimes today we're actually talking about an interesting topic.
Yes.
You know, in the past, so lately I've been doing more language exchanges to learn Spanish actually online rather than in person.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. But I'm finding that there's some mistakes that people can make sometimes and some cultural differences around setting up online meetings. Have you ever found this before, that it can be different across cultures?
Right. Maybe something with the timing or the language you'd use for it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so true. I mean, so today, guys, we're going to talk about what are three possible mistakes you might be making if you're setting up a language exchange or even a lesson. But probably more likely a free exchange, right? We're not talking about exchanging any money. It's just a situation where you're meeting someone, probably a native speaker, to speak English and practice English. Michelle, have you ever done this when you're learning a language?
I actually haven't, formally. I haven't really formally done it. I know you have. I think that's so cool.
Yeah. So it's a good way to learn, but you got to make sure that everyone's on the same page when it comes to setting this up. So what would be the first mistake that someone might make when they're meeting, especially meeting an American person? Let's just put it in that context. We're talking about American culture here. Right, Michelle?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think one mistake would be just not being specific in your appointment time, right? Like, you don't set this specific time. And if you don't do that, then you're saying to that person that you don't really care about practicing.
Oh my gosh. You're
a little rude, right? It just seems also maybe you're flaky, and we don't want to be flaky, right?
Yeah, we've talked about this word on the show. What does that mean, flaky?
It's like you can back out of plans. You're known for that.
Yeah, and I think this is a cultural difference, because I've had a lot of people, as I've been practicing Spanish, say things to me like, I'll Skype you, or WeChat you. And then I say, when? Because I'm not going to sit there with Skype open waiting for you to call. I need a time.
Right.
In American culture, we are so schedule based. And I do think this is different in the US versus maybe South America or Asia. Yeah. I need to know when. I need to write it in my calendar, and I need to check it off when it's done.
Yes. I'm
the same.
Yeah, so don't take that for granted, guys. Don't assume that, you know, just because you say, oh, well, let's Skype, right? Skype me or contact me. Mm-hmm. You got to tell them when. So set up an appointment. Make it an appointment.
Yeah. That is a very good tip, Lindsay. Yeah. I mean, the other thing that could be a mistake you're making is that you're not giving enough advance notice.
Yes. What would be enough advance notice if you email your language exchange partner and you say, hey, let's meet when? What would be enough time?
I mean, I would say maybe like 24 hours in advance of like, you know, maybe at least, you know, typically people maybe set up things for their week or a couple days in advance at least. So, you know, people have appointments, people have work, people have all this stuff. Yes. Eventually you may get to a point with a conversation partner where you can be like, you know, you kind of know their general schedule. Yeah. And so in that case, you could be like, oh, any chance you want to just hop on, you know, and talk in like an hour? You know, mm-hmm. you could get to that point.
Yeah.
But in general, you know, you got to kind of set it up further in advance.
Yeah, especially in the beginning. That's a good point, Michelle. You may get to that level of comfort.
Yeah.
And that could definitely happen if you're talking about closer friends. But in the beginning, be more formal. I'd say the point here is in the beginning with a language exchange with an American person, default to being formal because that means you're being respectful.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a really important point, Lindsay.
Yeah. We're all about respecting people's time. It's almost like time is a commodity in the US. We guard it. We save it. Right. We have so many idioms about time and that means we value it. So if you're coming and you're saying, hey, oh, sorry, I didn't write you back. Oh, can you meet in an hour? That's so rude. Right.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So definitely give that advance notice. Show that person that you're reserving that time or you would like, you know, you know that their time is valuable. That's what you're saying if you reserve in advance.
Exactly. And I know, Michelle, you and I today had some back and forth. And that wasn't rude. Don't worry. I didn't think that was rude. I didn't want you to think I did.
No. I didn't think you did. We've known each other for a while also. We have. And we know every once in a while things can get moved up or moved back. And it just happens. So we'll do things like that. Don't worry. Yeah. I didn't think that.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Yeah, guys, you'll get to a point with your business colleagues, your work colleagues, where you know the person and you build up this respect and then you can start to break the rules. And, you know, so things are different. But again, this is a new conversation partner. What would be something like a third thing here, Michelle, that our listeners might be doing that could be a mistake?
Well, if you're treating like a Skype meeting as different from meeting in person, so that could be kind of a no-no, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, how many of us have ever been stood up for an online meeting? I'm raising my hand. I'm sure you are too, Michelle, right? Sometimes maybe there was a student that you were supposed to meet with and it was going to be a free consultation. They didn't show up. That's very rude, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. Because I think sometimes think if the screen is involved, it's not as serious as in person. I mean, certainly, you know, it feels different, of course, but it doesn't mean that the other person isn't a person. There's actually someone there.
Exactly. There's someone there. They've blocked off their schedule. They're not spending time with their family or their friends, and they're spending that time for you. So treat it just like as if it were a physical meeting at an office or at a cafe. Right. It's no different. It's so true, Michelle. Yeah. This is so good.
Yeah. So guys, that is very important, that that idea.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, overall, any thoughts, Michelle, on any takeaways here for our listeners of what we should leave them with?
I mean, I think that in general, we were talking about time today and, you know, that we have to remember that the people are actually people. So, you know, I think just treating like, I don't know. There are those cultural differences, so it can be tough.
Yeah, that's true.
But just knowing these tips, I think will be very useful.
Yeah, and I think it's that it's respect and it's time, and just to know that with American people, you know, time is one of the top values. It's one of the most valuable things because it's the one thing we can never get back. Right?
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Mm. So, you know, be considerate of people's time. And, you know, I think you'll notice that your relationships will build faster and maybe you can start to kind of jump around that a little bit at some point.
I love it. So good. So important. Let's end on that, Michelle. Have a good day.
All right. You too, Lindsay. Bye.
Talk soon. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.